evidence of eternal existence. Will I be raised again after I die and turn to dust or ashes? This question, though not often explicitly asked, lingers in the minds of those who doubt the existence of life after death. A person who shows no concern for the afterlife in their daily life may be demonstrating an underlying uncertainty about what comes after death, whether they consciously think about it or not. The Quran says, "What, they say, when we are turned to bones and dust, shall we be restored to life?" Say, yes, even if you turn to stones or iron, or any other substance which you think unlikely to be given life. Then they will ask, "Who is it that shall restore us to life?" Answer them, "He who created you the first time." They will then shake their heads at you and say, "When will that be?" Say, "It may well be very soon." 17:49-51. However, if we take a moment to reflect deeply on this matter, the reality of life after death becomes more evident. While God has kept the specifics of the afterlife hidden from us as part of our test, countless signs in the world around us hint at these truths. The universe itself serves as a mirror reflecting the reality of the world to come. We were not always in our current form. Human life begins as a formless, lowly substance in the womb, gradually developing into a fully formed human being. This miraculous transformation of an unseen, insignificant substance into a 6-foot-tall person is a phenomenon we witness daily. So, why should it be difficult to believe that the particles of our bodies, once dispersed into the earth, could come together again to form a complete human being? Every human being is composed of countless atoms that were once scattered across the earth and atmosphere. These atoms, brought together by air, water, and food, now form a living person. After death, the elements of our bodies will disperse again, only to be reassembled at God's command, just as they were in the beginning. If something has happened once, why should it be surprising if it happens again? The body, made up of tiny cells, is in a constant state of renewal. Over time, every cell in our body is replaced, so much that after about 10 years, we have an entirely new body. The material world itself offers examples that life can be renewed. Each year, during the rainy season, the earth turns green, only to dry up again in the summer. Yet, when the rain returns, the dead land springs back to life. In the same way, humans will be resurrected after death. Doubt about life after death often arises because we think of ourselves only in terms of our physical bodies. We see a person moving, speaking, and functioning, and we believe that when the body decays, it marks the end of that person. We witness the end of a living being daily when someone dies and their body disintegrates. But our true existence is not in the physical body that we see. It is in the inner self that gives life to the body. When the soul departs, the body remains, but life is gone. The body, made up of tiny cells, is in a constant state of renewal. Over time, every cell in our body is replaced, so much that after about 10 years, we have an entirely new body. Yet, despite this complete physical renewal, our sense of self remains unchanged. If you made a contract 10 years ago, you would still recognize that it was you who made it, even though your body is entirely different now. This inner self, the soul, does not change with the body, it remains constant. This demonstrates that we are not defined by our physical bodies, which are temporary, but by our souls, which are eternal. Some argue that life and death are merely the gathering and dispersal of material elements. But if life were simply the appearance of order in the elements, it should persist as long as those elements remain ordered, and it should be possible for scientists to create life by assembling those elements. Yet, we know this is not the case. People of all ages and conditions die, sometimes without any apparent cause. A healthy person may suddenly pass away, with no doctor able to explain why. Even though the body remains intact, life has departed. This shows that life is not merely the result of an orderly arrangement of elements, but something distinct that continues to exist. Scientists acknowledge that while they know the human body is composed of specific material elements, they cannot create life by simply assembling these elements. The body of a living person is more than just a collection of inanimate atoms. It is both atoms and life. After death, the atoms remain, but life moves on to another world. Scientists acknowledge that while they know the human body is composed of specific material elements, they cannot create life by simply assembling these elements. the body of a living person is more than just a collection of inanimate atoms. This understanding makes it clear that life is not something that perishes. It is something that endures. Thus, the concept of life after death is both rational and natural. It suggests that life cannot be limited to what we experience before death. It must continue beyond it. Our intellect recognizes that this world and its lifespan are temporary. But human life, in its essence, endures. Death is not the end. It is the beginning of a new chapter in a continuous existence. This life is just a brief phase in our eternal journey. Wise people rely entirely on themselves, while foolish people depend on others for everything.